Hi, and welcome to Freelance to Founder Shorts. I'm Preston Lee.
I am Clay Mosley, and you've probably heard our in-depth coaching calls with everyday freelancers who want to scale their business.
Now, we're helping even more freelancers each week with Freelance to Founder Shorts, 5 to 10 minute episodes focused on answering one question from a listener like you.
To promote your business on our show and get your question answered, visit freelancetofounder.com/ask.
And now let's dive into today's question. In today's short, we'll cover 4 powerful ways you can build passive income into your freelance business. Passive income is the holy grail of any business, and the reason why is pretty obvious. I mean, who doesn't want to make money on autopilot instead of clocking in and out every day to earn a paycheck? So in today's episode, we'll share 4 of the most successful ways we've seen real freelancers grow their passive income. The audio from this episode was actually pulled from our YouTube channel, which we've been working really hard on recently. We partner with freelancing experts like Josh, who you'll hear today, to release new videos every single week. You can subscribe at milo.co/YouTube by searching Milo for Freelancers on YouTube or by clicking the link in this episode's description. And after the quick break, you will hear from Josh with 4 powerful ways to build passive income as a freelancer. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to hydro.com and use code freelance to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's Hydrow.com and promo code freelance to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code freelance, or just click the link in our show description. Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi guys, it's Josh here from Milo.co, where freelancers come to level up their business. It's time you build some passive income as a freelancer. And today, I've got 4 simple methods that you can use right away. Okay, passive income as a freelancer. It can be hard. That's because most freelancers exchange their time and energy for payment from their clients. Passive income is just the opposite. You make money even when you're not putting in the hours at work. So, how can you actually build up passive income as a freelancer? Well, here are some ideas. First, recycle discarded client work. One of the quickest ways to start making a nice bit of extra passive income is to recycle or upcycle. If you're a writer, you may have headlines, articles, or sales emails that your client never decided to use. If you're a designer, you probably have vectors, backgrounds, or layouts that you presented as options, but your clients decided on something else. Don't just throw those unused elements in your trash. Instead, repurpose them, recycle them, and then use them to build your passive income. As long as you still own the copyright to these elements, you can package them up and sell them on your own website or through marketplaces. These kinds of passive income marketplaces exist in almost every industry. For example, designers can sell discarded designs on Creative Market, and writers can sell unused work on Constant Content. And selling your work isn't the only way to recycle either. Designer Ben Brush found lots of different ways to build passive income from his unused work, including creating tutorials, selling merchandise, and offering free giveaway packs to build his audience. We'll link to Ben's story below this video. Second, to build passive income into your freelance business, consider upselling clients on each project. To build passive income as a freelancer, you don't have to create new products or new revenue streams. You can actually get passive income from the clients you already have. The key to success here is to build a value-added offering that doesn't require any extra time or effort on your part during a client project. For example, if you're a freelance social media manager, you could write a book of guidelines for each social platform. Your client can purchase and distribute the book to their employees. Freelance video marketer Bobby Macy offers his clients a schedule of daily video ideas delivered through a shared Google Calendar. His clients pay a flat fee every month, and they reap tons of value from his tips. Another way to build up passive income as a freelancer is to turn one-time work into recurring payments. As a freelancer, you're accustomed to doing work once and getting paid once. But if you want to build a passive income into your business, then you have to start thinking of ways to do work once and get paid over and over again for that work. Ask yourself, what kind of work do I create on a regular basis that I could turn into a long-term asset? For example, if you're a blogger, you could compile a collection of your articles into an ebook and sell it on Amazon or through your own website. If you're a coach, you could make videos from some of your best training and compile them into a course that you can then sell on sites like Udemy. Once you realize that you can double dip on many of your one-time projects, it could be exciting to watch your collection of monetizable assets grow and grow. Then, with some hustle and some hard work, you can convert those into passive income. Freelance coach Rhonda Page told us that she's in the process of doing this in her own business. She's recorded hundreds of hours of webinar video, and she's going through it to find her best work and compile it into a value-packed video course. But building passive income as a freelancer doesn't mean that you have to create a product to sell either. Which brings us to idea number four. Promote affiliate products to your clients. This is yet another way of capturing additional revenue from the work that you're already doing. To put it extremely simply, affiliate marketing is an arrangement where a company pays commission for traffic or sales generated from its referrals. In other words, for every client that signs up after you recommend a service, your affiliate partner will give you a commission. Here's a clear example. If you're a WordPress developer, you might recommend to your clients that they upgrade from basic hosting to a more robust hosting option, like Flywheel, who will then pay you up to $500 in commission. That's some great passive income just for one suggestion. If you're a graphic designer, you can recommend your clients sign up for stock photo sites to send you images to use in your designs. These sites will then give you a small commission every time that client makes a new purchase or renews their monthly subscription. When it comes to passive income through affiliates, the important thing is to genuinely add value. People can tell when you're just trying to get a commission, so be sure that your recommendation adds value to your clients' projects. If the value is there for your client, you'll collect a nice referral fee to add passive income to your freelance business. For some freelancers, passive income may feel impossible or just not worth the effort. But for freelancers who are already stable in their business and they're looking for ways to take things to the next level, passive income is a great avenue to explore. Of course, there are a million and one ways to approach passive income. The four ideas that I've just presented today are just some beginner ideas. For more ideas, brainstorm ways that you can generate new long-term revenue from work that you're already doing. Once one tactic shows promise, you can invest more and more time and effort to really grow your passive income as a freelancer. And that's it. Four passive income ideas for freelancers, plus the formula you need to come up with passive income ideas on your own. Hey, stay tuned to this channel for more ideas on generating passive income in your niche. We recommend that you subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming videos. For now, I've been Josh with Millo.co, and we wish you the very best of luck in your freelance journey. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this Freelance to Founders short.
Subscribe in your favorite podcast player for more shorts and full-length coaching sessions each week.
Freelance to Founder is a collaboration between Millo, Drippify, and the Podglomerate.
Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app by visiting freelancetofounders.com. And if you enjoyed this episode, tell us why by leaving a review.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.
See ya.